This is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. The following is my interview with adult star Brooke Haven. We did this on the floor of the Adult Expo in January of 2007. We had quite a few distractions. Brooke was a distraction herself, and we had some passersby who were kind of fun to watch. Hope you enjoy the interview. As always, I welcome your feedback. Drop me a line, Raj@RogReviews.com. Thank you.
Is this better
for you? This is better. Look at this. I can't concentrate, though. I've got Brooke's
breasts. Do you have my boobs in your face?
Brooke's boobs in my face. Brooke's beautiful, big boobs. I'll interview them. This is the right, and this is the left, and they don't have much to say.
No, they're very quiet, but they have a lot of action behind them.
All right, well, let's get to this. Brooke Haven.
Yes.
Second year in a row.
Yes, love it.
Different hair this year.
I decided to go for a new look because I did about 300 movies, and I figure I'm a little bit shot out, so I'm going to just go for the new look.
Now it's dark with some blonde and some pink streaks in it.
The pink is very temporary. As soon as AVN's over, they come out.
It's kind of hot.
It's kind of hot? Well, hey, maybe I'll leave them in. As long as it makes you quiver,
it's very Japanese.
I'll leave them in.
Well, your hair in any color makes us quiver.
Oh, well, okay.
So,
I love when you talk dirty to me.
All right, baby. We did all your history last year. So let's start from now and go back a year and tell everybody what you've been doing.
Starting from now, going back. Well, I just finished working on a 3D interactive movie for Wildlife.
Cool.
So that'll be coming out probably in March. So keep your eyes open for that. I did ATM City 3 for Acid Rain. That'll be released in the end of February. I'll be dancing in Ohio the 16th through the 21st of January. And I'll be shooting in England the end of February into March.
Who's shooting in England?
Me, Danielle, Derek Pierce, Derek Hay, and Leslie Zen.
For Acid Rain?
No, for Bluebird.
Okay. That's pretty funny. Have you been to England before?
I have. I went with Derek for Christmas one year.
Nice.
This year's going to be very different because when I'm not shooting, I'm going to be out on the town. Watch out, England.
Now, do you have a website?
Brookhaven.com, or you can find me on MySpace, Brookhaven XXX.
So they can find your dance schedule there at the website in case they're reading this.
Absolutely.
Or listening to this after you've already left Ohio.
Yes. My dance schedule is always on my website, www.brookhaven.com.
Is it a real good idea to schedule a dance gig in Ohio in January or February?
Where it's snowing?
Why don't you just do, like, the West Coast in the winter and...
See, I think the whole thing behind the feature dancing is they bring the stars in to draw the crowd when they can't draw it on their own with touristy reasons. So they want to bring us in the dead eras and on holidays and Memorial Day when nobody's in town.
I thought maybe they just wanted to bring you in to heat up the place.
That's why you bring me over to your house.
Yeah, because I was cold and now I'm sweating like a pig.
Well, that guy's sweaty.
What the?
If only the people that are listening had a visual of that.
He looks like he's 10.
Right, yes.
We're assuming he's a gay male performer, right?
Definitely.
A couple of very scrawny gay male performers.
Running around in their tidy whities.
Although one of them is maroon and one of them appears to be red. And not even
or
whitey.
Or pink. Who knows?
Okay, well that was almost as distracting as Brooke's breasts. I think we know who's straight in this audience. I know. Oh my god, they're awesome. How big are those things?
They're 34D.
Very nice.
Delicious.
And, you know, we'll take some pictures later, but she's also got the backside going.
I do. I have quite a large bouquet.
Yes.
I think I'm part black. I haven't quite figured it out yet.
Well, that would obviously make you very popular with the black men.
Yes.
And last year, you were not working with black men. Is that still the case?
I'm still not. I'm about to do it exclusively for my website.
Ah, so they want to tune in. They got to
pay.
Exactly,
yes.
All right. Have you picked the man yet?
The first on my list is going to be Nat Turner.
Why him?
He's hot.
He's hot.
Well, super hot.
What's hot about him?
He just has sex appeal. He's big down there, I hear. He's beautiful eyes, good facial structure, and a huge cock. Did I mention that?
You did.
Oh, okay.
Although you've never seen it, so maybe it's not so huge.
Well, I would imagine so. They say once you go black, you never go back.
True.
So I'll have to let you know about that one.
So you like him because he's a large man with a handsome face, and then sizable genitalia.
And I'm hoping for a good package.
What's a good size package for Brooke Haven?
You know, I don't want to go overly big. I love Chris Charming, but he's too big for me. That's just a little too much baby arm going.
Is it the big, huge, fat head that's too big?
It's the girth. It's just too crazy. It's like you might as well shove your whole fist up there. And I'm not into fisting.
No,
so
not,
you can
okay.
see why I'm not into that.
Right.
I think basically longer the better. Longer okay. and skinny works well
so
for
like
me.
So like Evan Stone?
Oh, love Evan Stone. I'll fuck him any day of the week. Is he around anymore?
I haven't
here?
Seen him. If I see him, I'll tell him I can fuck you if I can watch.
Sweet. Pull up a front row seat.
So you like it deep, but don't want to get too stretched out.
Yes.
All right, well,
I like to keep my stuff very tight.
See, lots of girls like the girth, not the length, so you're different.
I am.
Is there a special spot up in there that only the big guys can reach?
I've never even found my G-spot. Is that sad?
Somehow I think you've had plenty of pleasure without it, so...
That's true.
I'm not going to say
it's
sad.
I'm not lacking in the pleasure department, but I would love just one person. Just one. I don't care if it's with their hand, their penis, their tongue, whatever. Please, find it.
Well, you know, I have a map to your G-spot.
Do you?
Yeah, but
are
my room.
Are they handing that out on eBay again?
No, it's in my room.
Oh, okay.
So, you know,
okay.
I can go treasure hunting if you really want.
Sweet.
What are some other movies people should look for
Acid
you?
Rain's Ass to Heels is a good one.
Ass to Heels. Is that an anal foot or shoe fetish movie?
It's an anal position movie, really, because basically the whole idea of it is... While you're getting fucked in the ass, you do ATM, but the whole time you're
doing
bent
the heel
over
grab.
The couch doing the heel grab.
That's
that
just
works
that's
out?
Just twisted and wrong and awesome all at the same
that's
time.
That's almost like a full Nelson type movie. It's
now is the heel grab a move you would use at home?
Absolutely.
Really?
Definitely.
So while you and your significant other are knocking it out, you're gonna just grab the heel.
If I happen to have my shoes on, yes.
Is that very often you fuck with your shoes on?
Only on holidays.
Smart ass. What are some other porno moves that just you would never do at home?
Porno moves I would never do at home.
Would you do anal
having
pile driver?
Sex on a desk.
On a desk. You'd never
very
do
very uncomfortable. Pile driver, hate it. That's my worst position.
So guys at home, don't flip her into pile driver. You're probably going to break her neck.
And then we're just done before either of us gets our pop shot in.
Okay.
I don't know. I love spoons. Spoons my favorite position.
Very intimate.
Take note, everybody.
Now, have you learned... Now, I just heard a comedian that described spoon as doggy for lazy people.
Okay.
Because you basically get into doggy and then you
and
sort
you
of go to roll over.
And you just kind of roll your hips like you're in a seizure.
Yeah, exactly.
It's more the eroticness of it. Like, if I'm laying in bed with you, per se, or anybody else, and we're sleeping and it becomes morning and we want morning sex, and all of a sudden you just start working the fingers and you just slide up inside me and grab my boobs while you're fucking me from behind and we're laying in my bed, it's just hot. Do you have a visual yet?
I just lost it.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's a very intimate and lots of skin-on-skin contact.
And we don't want the boobs to feel left out.
Right. You don't get a lot of that in porn. You can't do quite as much skin-on-skin because you have to open for the camera.
I know.
Right?
And really, when you have the skin-on-skin is where you make the most sweat and you have the best boobs.
And that can look really hot. It can also look kind of gross, but it can look really
hot. Very hot.
You get like Kurt Lockwood fucking Sunny Lane. And
yeah,
you just,
that's hot, right?
It's like it must have been 100 degrees there because they're just pouring.
Oh my gosh, every time I work with Kurt, even like a few minutes into the scene, he's dripping sweat. I'm like, where is this? Is there a leak in the ceiling? Can somebody plug it up?
Kurt's working.
He's working. He's into it. And speaking of Kurt working, I saw him over at his booth, French kissing some girl. He didn't even have time to say hello to me. His tongue was full. So he's still working it.
He's doing the whole shirt off pose.
Yes, he is.
He wants everyone to know how hard he's working it.
Yeah, he's working it. More ways than we know, I'm sure.
Now, those are some things that work in porn but not at home. Have you learned anything from porn that maybe you hadn't tried before and now you've brought it into your lovemaking at home?
I've definitely gotten much better at giving a blowjob. And I've brought it into my bedroom in a way to it turns me on, whereas to before I would just do a little bit of it, the least amount as possible, just like, oh, here's your foreplay, okay, my turn. But now I've learned to do it to where it turns me on and it gets my pussy very wet, and then we can start the sex.
So what's different now? What do you do differently?
I've just learned to appreciate what you're doing and you're turning him on and stimulating yourself and maybe reaching out and play with yourself, and just anytime I'm turning somebody else on, that does it for me.
Well, then you should pretty much be turned on all the time.
And then I'll become a panty dropper.
A what?
What's your job? A panty dropper.
Panty dropper. Nice.
And if I was Nick Manning, I'd say cash in checks and drop in pants.
There you go. Anything else we need to know about you?
That's about it for now, but check back with me next ABM.
And once again, Brookhaven.
.com.
Brookhaven.com. Check her out. She's hot.